What sensitivity and naturalism in this bronze figure of an African youth! The artist has carefully distinguished the young man's broad nose, wide cheeks, full lips, and the details of his hair. Notice that he wears only a simple piece of cloth wrapped around his waist. This is the kind of garment worn by artisans, especially those who work in the extreme heat of a bronze foundry. This youth seems to be lifting or carrying something so heavy that it causes him to lean forward and rest his left foot on a low rise. Many black Africans worked in Hellenistic and Roman cities as artisans and as musicians, scholars, and athletes. Some of them, however, were also slaves. Greek authors describe black Africans as a people having a burnt face, which in Greek is the word Ethiopian. References to Ethiopians occur in Greek literature as early as the 8th century BC. Homer describes Memnon, the king of the Ethiopians, in his epic story of the Trojan War, the Iliad. By the 5th century BC, however, travelers and seafarers regularly encountered black Africans during their journeys. This familiarity greatly increased after Alexander the Great conquered Egypt in 331 BC. From this time on, naturalistic depictions of Africans, like this statuette, occur much more frequently in Greek art.